Well, we heard just a moment ago about an American who's returning to life after being detained by Egyptian authorities for 36 hours. But there are millions of people in Cairo who are out on the streets protesting and are now returning to some form of normal life. And the impact the demonstrations have had on the economy is massive. The Egyptian government has again postponed plans to reopen the country's stock exchange today. Other areas of life also remain suspended. In Cairo, for our partner, the BBC, Kevin Connolly.
In the Cairo Cotton Center, an order of tangerine polo shirts for an American department store is almost ready. Things are getting back to normal, although, of course, no one's quite sure what's going to be normal in the new Egypt. This is the business end of globalization. It's one of the most important factories in a multi-billion dollar export industry. Some of the stuff you buy from Calvin Klein, Marks & Spencer and Gap is made here. The boss, Magdi Tolba, sympathises with the Tahrir Square protesters, up to a point, but he's worried they're bringing more instability than freedom.
It costs billions of money, it will cost the image, it will cost respect, you know, because even my factory, I have 4,000 workers. If we consider that every one worker is feeding three or four at home, if this crisis is going to continue, and if I'm going to close down, more than 12,000 to 16,000 in the streets have no money. So this destruction, you know, I think it's too big and too much than those young guys were estimating. And it's economy, it's industry, it's a future of a country, you know. Somebody has to be realistic.
It's uncertainty and instability that worry businessmen like Magdi Tolba too. He dares to ask the question, do the thousands of demonstrators on Tahrir Square have the right to dictate what happens to the lives of millions of ordinary Egyptians?
Not a single one in this country is not looking for more freedom, is not looking for more reforming, is not looking for better standard of living. Food prices, you know, going up. Everybody has the right to demonstrate, but nobody has the right to destroy. Why 85 million Egyptians has to pay for the guys in the Tahrir Square?
The Egyptian government this week will be doing what it can to create the impression it's presiding over a return to normality. But in truth, no one knows for sure where this country is going. They just know it's not going back to the old realities.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting from Cairo.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.